You're listening to Ideas Energized, powered by LARDA Institute. I'm Elizabeth Ull, Senior Programs Associate for LARDA's Ag Practice Department and key organizer of the annual Ag Innovation Showcase. LARDA is a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to energize the transformation of technology ideas into solutions that feed, fuel, and heal the world. To learn more about us, visit larda.org. And now, here's episode 9 of Ideas Energized.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Ideas Energized, where we'll be talking all things Ag Showcase. I'm Claire Kinlaw, an associate of the LARDA Institute, and I'm joined today by my colleague Sam Fiorello from the Danforth Plant Institute and Rohit Shukla, the CEO of LARDA Institute. It's the 10th year anniversary celebration of this important industry event, and this year we will be exploring and showcasing aspects of farm to table, our current theme.
Absolutely. Thanks, Claire, very much. I'm Sam Fiorello, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, and I'm also the president of the center's affiliated research park called the Bridge Park. And this year is actually a significant milestone for the center as we celebrate our 20th year since its founding. And over those 20 years, the center has gone from an audacious idea to the world's largest independent plant research institute. And 10 years into our history, I reached out to Rohit and the LARDA Institute team to come together and think about putting together a premier food and ag conference. And that was the beginning of the Ag Innovation Showcase, which, as we all know, is celebrating its 10th year.
Thank you, Sam. And Rohit, can you just give us just a little snapshot of what the partnership has meant for you and LARDA?
Yeah, thank you, Claire. Thank you, Sam. For us, the partnership has been significant for two reasons. Number one, it was an opportunity for us to be able to broadcast our own value in the ag space, budding though it may have been, because we had just embarked on a program for commercialization of technologies funded by USDA. But more importantly, the partnership has actually tracked the arc of innovation in the landscape of ag since 2008 and 2008-9. It was a very different environment, and I think one of the things we have done together is to be able to actually increase the opportunities and the visibility of innovation in the ag space. So I'm just extraordinarily pleased with the way things have worked out and extremely grateful to Sam and the leadership at Danforth.
Thank you, Rohit. So as a member of the Ag Innovation Showcase community, it's a pleasure this morning to be talking with you both. We are going to explore 10 reasons to attend this year's 10th annual Ag Showcase and our 10th anniversary. Sam, I'm going to start with you. We will just do a little word association, and your first word is innovation. And if you could just give us 30 seconds on what comes to mind for innovation as a reason to attend this year's showcase.
We focus on innovation that leads to outcomes, and Rohit and I have talked about this from the very beginning. Because of the grand challenges like food security, sustainability, and the like, they're so complex and multifaceted that we believe that impactful outcomes only happen when valuable networks are formed. And from the beginning, the Ag Showcase has been mostly about helping to create these networks. And I think that can be one of the things that we're most proud of in the looking back the last 10 years and especially this year is creating robust networks, helping those networks to live beyond the three-day event, and then those networks move innovation to solutions to the world's grand problems.
Thank you, Sam. Rohit, if you could reflect upon what inputs has to do with this year's 10th annual showcase.
Celebrating the input side of the equation is a very important contribution that the showcase made early on by bringing together both larger companies interested in the management of inputs and inputs themselves in precision as best we could potentially manage that issue in 2009. And over the years, the whole area of inputs, whether it is soil microbes and the use of consortia or specific kinds of nutrients that would be applied to the soil for the uptake in plant, or it's tracking nitrogen usage, for example, or water, all of these became exceedingly important to the discussion about the issues that were confronting the industry.
Great. Sam, back to you. Can you reflect a little bit on this year's theme of food to table and why we're thinking about the food value chain and how we're thinking about it?
Yeah, you know, picking up on what Roa has said, I think in the early years we did have at least, I think, installments number one and two more, if you look at what we talked about and who we convened, it was more on the left side of the chain, the input side. And that was important and terrific, but as we've matured and grown and will be reflected in this year's installment, we really look at this as a systems approach to these solutions, and that you must look at the entire value chain. You can no longer segment different pieces of the chain because they are so, there's a feedback loop and they're so tied together. And you can see from our selection for our opening keynote of Dr. Mahmood Khan, who's the Chief Technology Officer at Pepsi and their Vice Chairman, trained physician, and he's coming to deliver an important message, looking at the entire chain. In fact, an interesting perspective from the right side of the chain moving backwards. So traditionally it's farm to table. He's saying table to farm, reinforcing the point that there is there's an interconnectedness here in this space, and it's folly to try to break it down. And that awareness is reflected throughout the three-day conference in the programming of it, the speakers, the breakout sessions, the companies that we've selected, the innovators, and we think it's really critically important and believe that that's going to be the trend moving forward.
Thanks, Sam. Rohit, I know that you have been a big spokesman for the Ag Showcase not being a simple event. Can you talk a little bit about community and why that is such an important aspect of the showcase?
You know, when we first started the showcase 10 years ago, the conference space was relatively barren in this area. But as Sam has alluded to, and as I've spoken about this over the years, this is not a conference we're after creating and producing. This is a community event. And by community, I mean a global community of innovators, of investors, of potential partners in the whole effort to bring together various and sundry parts of the agricultural value chain. Part of the reason for doing this as a community event as opposed to a conference was the ability to be able to bring people together on these various topics. And so when I said earlier that we, you know, to the extent possible, we do not script this, it is because we do not want to make this a commercial for specific products that, say, for example, large companies bring to the table, but rather their perspective on the challenges that they're facing. That's part of being able to curate a community and the conversation around a community.
Thank you. Sam, can you reflect a little bit on what sustainability means to our community and what that has to do in terms of the challenges and solutions that we bring to the table?
Sure. And you know, from the very beginning, sustainability has been more than just a buzzword for the Ag Showcase. We've understood since the very beginning that if we're going to do our part to help the world meet its grand challenges of feeding more and more people, we're going to need to figure out ways to do it using less and less inputs per unit output. We can't make more fresh water. We can't make more topsoil. And it's incumbent on us as an industry, and we think as organizers of the Ag Showcase, to take address these challenges straight on. And sustainability is embedded throughout the program. again, in the kinds of folks we have, the folks from the International Fertilizer Association coming and talking about how can we help feed plants, but doing it in a more sustainable way. We saw industries rise, like the rise of the biologicals early on in our offering, and biologicals are a way to help produce more with less, and on. It's woven throughout the conference. It's embedded in our DNA, and it's not like we have just read it in a tweet and thought, oh, eureka, sustainability is important. Those of us in the space really understand the importance of it. And again, we have that front and center as we think about programming the next year's installment, and you'll see it in this year's installment.
Rohit, could you go back and reflect a little bit on plant nutrition and how that is played in the last 10 years and coming into this year's showcase?
So obviously nutrition is the central focus of plant-based agriculture. And, you know, you're talking about nutrients that would effectively ensure that plants are able to uptake the important nutrients that they need in order to be able to grow and flourish. We're talking about inputs into the soil that effectively engender plant nutrition, whether it's nitrogen or other nutrients. So, you know, the left-hand side of the spectrum, the input side, has been effectively about plant nutrition, and we have been really hammering at that for the last many years, while also featuring what the results of nutritive capacity of the plant means for the food supply. And we've done that also, you know, here and there over the last 10 years. And this year, we're putting it all together. One of the challenges, and Dr. Khan will talk about this as well. I had a wonderful chat with him yesterday. One of the challenges is, you know, we've been focused on abundance, okay? And abundance has often meant great uniformity, and great economic prospects for farmers and for the whole value chain, but has not always led to a greater, has often not led to a greater emphasis on nutrition itself. And the nutritive capacity and prospects for a plant are incredibly important to the nutrition gap that we're facing increasingly, even in developed countries. With the increase in obesity despite a huge inequality in our socioeconomic landscape. So, you know, obviously plant nutrition is the center of our efforts and always has been and will continue to be so.
Sam, can you talk about networking and how that's one of the pillars of the Ag Innovation Showcase has been and will continue to be?
Sure. You know, this theme concept of networking. Rohit mentioned the word community. I talked about the networking. It was vital to impactful innovation. It really is central to what we do, and from the very beginning has been. Again, we understand that impactful innovation only happens if there are real world outcomes, and that these kind of outcomes only happen with robust networks. I will say, to our credit, the LARTA and Danforth Center teams from the beginning looked at this offering as a way to curate important conversations in the field. We didn't think that we were going to pontificate because we were the masters of knowledge in both what to talk about and how to deliver that. And so we have learned and listened to the attendees who've attended, many of them, this will be their 10th straight year, some a handful of years, and for some new. But at the end of each event, we asked, what could we do differently? What did you like? And we heard a recurring theme that some of the most valuable takeaways from their attendance is their ability to build new networks, reinforce old networks. And so you'll see that actually we've changed the programming and scheduling of the event to allow more networking opportunities. We're not so cavalier to think that the that for many of the VCs, for example, or the strategics, this is the first time they have seen one of these innovative companies and startups. But what this does do is it's intimate. We've kept it small. We hold it at a very unique, beautiful setting at the Danforth Center. We've again change the scheduling to allow more networking. LARDA has introduced this terrific software in the last few years, which allows attendees to have one-on-one meetings so they can actually program the networking. And again, we allow a lot of opportunity for the opportunistic networking. And I think if nothing else, the Ag Showcase has become the premier networking in ag and food space in the world. This is the other important piece of this is this thing is put together, this event every year is put together with enormous amounts of input from the community, folks who serve on advisory panels, folks who serve on business plan selection panels. We get input from past attendees. This is really a shared event, and everyone has a voice in how this is going to look and feel. And because of that, it's really, really a much better offering. And you know, it's 10 years in going strong. I see in 20 years from now, if we keep the same model, we'll be just as happy. But it's not just Danforth Center and LARDA putting this on. It's a whole host of folks in our community that give time and energy and wisdom to make it the special event that it is.
Rohit, let's return to stakeholders and their roles in the showcase. And one of the important ones is universities. Could you reflect on them and their role?
You know, starting 3 years ago, we developed the concept of going into the universities, tapping our joint networks to pull together some really superb. I mean, Danforth itself is a great example of an innovative research center that's focused on problem areas that are being currently being faced. I know about the cassava work that that the Danforth team has done over the years to reduce spoilage, for example. And there's a tremendous amount of science that goes into these innovations, and where that science comes from frequently are the universities themselves. And so universities become a central part of the entire stakeholder system, and we decided we were going to bring in those universities that had something to offer, that had some criteria with respect to the problem set that they were trying to go after, the folks that they were trying to address, the work that they were doing in teams, their ability to be able to understand what was being received at the user end or the buyer end. And so we put on the University Innovation Showcase as a showcase within the showcase itself, a special content session, as we call it. And that tradition is maintained this year as well. It's a great group of universities, including Danforth, and we feature a Danforth research group every year, but includes, you know, universities like Purdue and Missouri and K-State and so on. So, they are central, and we recognize that. As you know, with LARDA, we work on emerging technologies that have just emerged from research. So it's a big deal.
Sam, could you talk a little bit about maybe going back to the food value chain and consumer health as important to the showcase and how that trend has come into the showcase?
Yeah, you know, it's we live in a time that more and more consumers are connected to their food, what they eat, what they buy for their families than ever before. We hear many times during the day things like food safety, healthy food, nutritious food, clean food, and that's a really important and powerful and positive trend, and so as we'll see with Dr. Khan giving the opening keynote and talking about this awareness and consumer more connected to their food and the nutrition it delivers, it's also a time of challenge. It's a challenging time for a company like Pepsi, for example, and I applaud the courage of Dr. Khan to figure out ways to affordably connect with all people, because at the same time that we have this growing number of educated individuals who want to know about what's in their food and how healthy it is, and we and Rohit alluded to this, but we live in a world, a developed country, in which people are dying of malnutrition, lack of food, but afflictions like obesity and heart disease, And so it's incumbent on us in this space to figure out how to meet the needs of a growing planet and to meet those needs in a way that doesn't destroy our environment, but also in a way to deliver healthy, nutritious foods where folks are both well-fed but healthily fed. And there's a whole list of topics there. So again, in this year's showcase, starting from the opening keynote and woven throughout, we talk about healthy foods and safe foods and how to move foods and those different questions on consumer health and food safety at different points on the chain. They're different issues along the chain. And I think it's quite exciting. It's an exciting time. And we're proud to be in front and center in this conversation.
And you know, Sam, underlying our broader theme of farm to table at this year's showcase are two important, very important and significantly connected terms, right? Sustainability, obviously, we've talked about that already, but sustainability is also to sustain the human body and to sustain the human body well. And, you know, obviously health issues have been at the core of consumer drivers towards fresher, more nutritious, more traceable, more trackable food. You know, and the second word is nutrition. And that's obviously connected because plant nutrition and more nutritive capacity in the plant will lead to more nutritive capacity in products and services. Now, one thing, you know, that we're also doing this year, which is very exciting, is obviously, you know, coming to the right-hand side of the spectrum, Sam, on food itself, the table. You know, you're talking about, obviously, data. You're talking about transparency. You're talking about high-value foods in a world beyond traditional carbs, for example. You're talking about the future of protein. And what we're trying to do with that talk show at the end here to anchor the conference, we're going to invite the audience in to a discussion. This is not just a Q&A. We're going to be employing a very innovative ways of using our own app, which has evolved as well and become quite a dynamic app, to engage the audience in this discussion about the world that moves beyond, say, row crops, traditional carbs, towards greater transparency, and what might happen with plant-based protein.
Thank you, Rohit. So we've come to our 10th reason, but our 10th reason this morning for attending the showcase. And I think it's fitting that we began with innovation and we are going to close with entrepreneurs. So Rohit, could you lead some reflection on why entrepreneurs are one of these 10 reasons?
Yeah, what a dynamic issue, right? Entrepreneurship. They are drivers. Entrepreneurs are drivers of what I might call the bold and the daring and sometimes the foolish and certainly the inspiring. And we have always been inspired by entrepreneurs. That's the fundamental basis of our work. In the showcase itself, they've gone all the way from a really emerging early stage entrepreneurs to more developed ones, people who've gone through several rounds of funding. People who have, in fact, had major exits, like with BioConsortia, for example, one of the big companies, one of the companies that we featured at the showcase. So, you know, the fundamental reality of innovation, and certainly the fundamental reality of innovation at the showcase, is the role of the entrepreneur in bringing to bear the extraordinary energy, the extraordinary inspiration and the extraordinary efforts of teams that are pulled around a certain innovation or a certain set of innovations, a certain proposition, and push them out into a marketplace that fortunately has been evolving to accept these innovations as part of the sort of broader ecosystem of value. So clearly entrepreneurs are at the center of the showcase, and they've always been, which is why, you know, at least part of the notion of it being a showcase is to, in fact, show off entrepreneurs with whom we have connected.
Sam, do you have anything to add to Rohit's reflection on entrepreneurs as we wind up here.
No, I totally agree with what Roe is saying, and that, you know, in the end, it's the lifeblood of this and all industries is whether it's a couple of women with a crazy idea and the courage to say we're going to leave our corporate jobs to do this, and it's a tough and challenging road that oftentimes leads to failure. But I'll tell you that, you know, is living in St. Louis, we sometimes as a citizenry feel like woe is me, we've lost another corporate headquarters, and I try to say the only way to mitigate that pain is through innovation and entrepreneurship, which will help to build the new big players of the future. And that takes a special breed, and I think they should be celebrated at every turn. I think that we celebrate successes as well as failures. And
Sam, I just want to remind folks that we're actually going to be celebrating some of our most successful alumni this year in a wonderful alumni panel that we have coming up at the showcase on September 11th.
That's right. That's right. That's a great point, and it's going to be really special.
And I think just to close, before I thank you both, the panel I think is particularly special because it points to the trust and comfort and network strength of the community that these alumni are coming back to share some of their stories from the trenches. It's harder than it looks. And as you both pointed out, we celebrate their successes and their lessons that they've learned. I want to thank both of our speakers this morning on our Ideas Energized podcast. Tickets are going fast for this fantastic must-attend event for the community, but they are still available, and I invite you to go to www.agshowcase.com to make sure you don't miss this event.
The 10th Annual Ag Innovation Showcase runs September 10th through 12th at the Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis. Limited tickets and more info are available at agshowcase.com. Thanks for listening to Ideas Energized, and don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts for more thoughtful exploration and provocative discussions about science, technology, the environment, and everything in between.